We were talking to John Zog the other day, who's managing director of Crescent Real Estate, about the brand new development that's actually going on in the West End Historic District. But it got me thinking about Crescent. I mean, it's really a fascinating company. It's a lot more diversified than you might think. So we've asked him to come back. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
So you've got this West End. Everybody knows about the Crescent and the Ritz-Carlton and McKinney and Olive and that, all the areas that you've got down there. But I'm looking. You guys have office buildings and hotels and multifamily. You're in Texas and Colorado, in California, Tennessee. You just bought the Brown Palace in Denver.
We did.
The unsinkable Molly Brown's Hotel. Mm-hmm. That's a fascinating company. What's the mindset? Why are you so diversified?
Well, I would say compared to when we were a public real estate investment trust, we're much different. We're much more opportunistic, and we go to where we see value. And so, yeah, we've traditionally have been very heavy office. But this time around, where we're seeing a lot more opportunities are in the hospitality sector.
Really?
We're seeing it in senior living. So obviously the demographics really lead there. So our partner, Silverstone Capital, we're doing a lot of development with them. We redid the Crescent Hotel. We just felt like that was one-of-a-kind real estate. You don't get to own that very often. And we had a great opportunity to buy it at a great price. And then we put $30 million and just gutted it and started over. So it is really, if you walked in there today, you'd recognize it. But it is a brand-new hotel.
You know, they always taught me that for real estate to really succeed, you needed inflation. And it was a great inflation hedge. It was a lot better than the stock market or anything else. Well, obviously I'm wrong, because we don't have any inflation. Mm-hmm. We haven't had any inflation since, you know, they almost cleaned all of our troughs back 10 years ago. Why is real estate flourishing?
I think it's a lot of things, but the banks are very disciplined. So we're not just crazy out there building like we did in the 80s and just, you know, they're not handing out 100% money. They're handing out money that you have to put significant dollars alongside it. So the developers are at risk a lot in these deals. And so, which we think is very healthy and good. We don't ever highly leverage our assets, and we don't think that's so we can kind of look long term at them. But, you know, I think, you know, location's still a huge deal in real estate, but, you know, jobs is a big deal. When you're adding a lot of jobs, that means a lot of real estate works, and it really gets to all facets of real estate, you know, all disciplines, whether it's industrial, retail, office, hospitality, or anything else. So,
well, you all don't look, correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't look to flip these things in 5 to 7 years, maybe 9 years at the max, like, mm-hmm. like a lot of investors do. You seem to stay around for a long time.
Yeah, we look for really good real estate that we'd like to own. So, you know, that we personally like to own. We put our own dollars alongside our investors with these things. So we look for great real estate that will work very long term. You know, we don't look for the quick flips. I mean, we've done some, but it's very rare that we do anything like that. It's just when somebody made us an offer, we couldn't refuse, really. So, you know, like you mentioned, we're building a building in a hotel in Nashville. That's not really our forte, but we've got a partner that's really good at it, and it is a unbelievable location that, you know, is kind of a can't miss on the hospitality side, right next to the convention center.
So you're going to own the real estate. Somebody else is going to operate the hotel, though.
Yeah, we'll always have managing. Well, yeah. we have a hotel group in our shop that asset manages, but we'll have, you know, brand managers like we do the Ritz and others that help us.
You guys redid the train station in Denver. Too, right?
We did with our partner in Denver. We did the whole riverfront and the west side of Denver, Union Station.
Because that's really interesting, because you come in off the mass transit that runs out to Denver Airport, and it mm-hmm. delivers you right, I guess, to mm-hmm. your building. And there's a hotel in there, too.
There is. We don't own that anymore, but we're building a building at 15th and Platt, which is just west of there. So we're still very bullish on Denver, and we own the historic product in Denver, and we're building a brand-new building. Really at a main location there.
And you're going back. I notice you're going, you can't get away from Cedar Springs, though. I mean, obviously with the Crescent and everything else, why should you? But there's there's a building right up from the Katie Ice House.
Right.
Ruth, that you guys just bought, right?
We just bought 2401 Cedar Springs. It was occupied by the Baptist Annuity Guidestone for 30 years. It was very kind of hidden.
Like a 10-story building, something like that?
Seven-story building, 200,000 feet. And I've looked at that building for 30 years and said, we need to own that asset. I mean, it's really that long that I've looked at it and said, if it ever comes up, we've got to buy it. And fortunately, we were there early in the right time, and we bought it. And the opportunity is, Guidestone is leaving, so it's 200,000 square feet, and we're going to completely gut it and do. We'll keep some of the skin, and we're doing some. We'll get rid of some of the skin.
Well, is it offices or is it multifamily?
100% office. And we did buy a multifamily site across the street that we're looking at doing a multifamily development on. But that 2401 Cedar Springs, which is right at the corner, you know, that's main of Uptown.
Yeah.
You know, Cedar Springs and Maple, right across from Stanley Korshak at the Crescent. So we're super excited about that. You just cannot replace that location. You cannot replace that branding opportunity. And once we're done in late spring, early summer, it's going to be a brand new building. So I've been kind of amazed at how many people have come to look at it when we really hadn't been out there that much yet. And it's just we finished plans, but we'll be turning shovels on that in late September next month.
You know, for a company that was started by a Fort Worth guy, John Goff, he's really hot on Dallas. Are you doing anything in Fort Worth?
We are. John, because John, obviously has a lot of ties in Fort Worth, so we're looking at a pretty big development there and hope to be announcing something soon. But he's very bullish on Dallas. He loves Dallas. He comes over here all the time, and he owns the Ritz-Carlton, obviously. And we have now, with the Crescent and others, 20 acres in the heart of Uptown. Yeah. So, I don't think John's leaving Uptown or Dallas anytime soon.
Well, I'm glad you broke bringing the sack lunch when he came to Dallas.
Yeah.
Could eat it. Eat at one of his buildings.
Right. Yeah, we're up to 19 restaurants now.
Is that right?
Yeah, we have 19 in our.
You own 19 restaurants?
We
lease 19.
We're landlord to 19 different restaurants at the Crescent, McKinney and Olive, and the Ritz-Carlton.
You could have your own dining club.
Well, we just rolled out a Crescent VIP card that our customers, our tenants in our buildings, can get discounts at all of our either hotels, spas, or restaurants in all of our buildings. So we're excited about
you
that.
You guys don't miss a trick. I'm impressed. John Zog is the managing director of Crescent Real Estate. Again, always good to have you with
us. Great to see you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.